Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9% chance of landing the highly coveted Zion Williamson. But their general manager position, it's been open for a while now, a little over a month. Ernie Grunfeld held that position for a long time. And Twitter, we heard you. Hashtag fire Ernie. We know Danny wanted that for a very long time and kept that going.
Yes.
So maybe he should be.
The Redskins didn't listen to the fire Bruce, but finally Ted Leonsis listened to the cries, or maybe just realized
it was time. So here's the thing. Now you got to look forward.
Right.
Who's the best candidate? So let's do this, Rooster.
Right. Yes.
There, everyone has an opinion, right?
Yes, as they should.
How about we actually go
opinions
into some
all,
of the...
We should remind everyone, opinions are like, beep. Everyone has them, and they all stink.
And who really gives a...
Yeah.
So, how about this? Let's talk about two former general managers. One guy who I thought would end up here, David Griffin.
Who wound up in New Orleans, right?
So, check this out.
And he is the full general manager there, right? To replace
President
Del Demps.
President of Basketball Operations, yeah. So I spoke to David Griffin about 4 days before he took the New Orleans
okay.
job. Asked him, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You coming to town? are we going to be neighbors?
Hey, buddy.
You coming to D.C.? Because right. it'd be great to have a general manager.
And that was
text.
And that was after Ernie had been fired,
yes.
right? Okay.
It's like a week and a half.
So it's not like he would be talking about a job that's currently
you
filled.
You want to hear what he has to say?
Yes, I do.
Quote. That's Tim's job to lose, as in Tim Connelly.
Huh. Why is everybody... Now, look, I know Denver's been a really good team.
What? Let me explain something to you.
But I'm just asking. This guy's never been a GM before, correct? Or
okay, listen.
When it comes to
evaluating talent, yes. look who he's got under his belt now.
Yes.
Okay? He's got a 41st overall pick in the draft that is... putting up MVP numbers in a postseason.
Right.
He got a guy in Yusef Nurkic, who was the other big there. He chose the right one. There's
right.
that. Then the other center that he had, he traded away. It was doing great in Portland, you know, and Yusef Nurkic.
Yes.
Right? That team is full of draft picks that weren't top five.
Right.
Jamal Murray
right.
is emerging at 22 years old.
Right.
Gary Harris is a guy at a Michigan State. He looked good, but he ain't look that good.
Is that a talent evaluation thing, or is that a style and scheme thing, or is it both?
But that's the thing about having a guy to orchestrate a team. You got to get the right head coach. You
right.
got to make the right decision there.
Right.
Which I'm going to leave the Wizards alone right now on that.
Well, clearly, if they're hiring a new GM, which they are, right, Scott Brooks probably going to get 1 year, maybe not even a full year, to prove himself to the new head coach, to the new GM, right? I don't think he gets fired.
Here's what
right
I think
away,
about
right?
Scott Brooks. I think that Scott Brooks is a good NBA coach, but he needs a team that a bunch of good guys. You know, he has
like good character guys or good players.
Character guys.
Okay.
He has issues reining in personalities. We know that happened in OKC, and
right.
I think he has a bit of an issue with that here.
Yes. But there aren't many teams out there that are filled with really good guys all across the board, right? I mean, you're going to, especially if you.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe if you take a bunch of foreign kids
so what did you
and
just,
you and you build your draft through second round picks, maybe,
you
know, yeah, well, the Denver model, right?
Got to get a new head coach. So let's go to the second part of this. Another general manager who's on the market.
Yeah.
Said this about the Wizards job, right? So you got a question. It's been on the market for a while. Is it desirable? You know, like if there's a house
right.
oh, the price is at
right
five. Should we lower the price?
Right.
Is our house desirable?
Or if you're a buyer, you say, wait a second, why has this house been on the market for so long?
That's not the case.
Okay.
Here is the word on the actual position.
Uh-huh.
Quote, great ownership, great market. I would not move Bradley Beal. I imagine that's the number one topic for anyone coming in for an interview.
Right.
What's the plan for Beal? That is how the position is viewed.
I don't disagree with any of that, because if you look at the situation that you inherit, like you said, with Beal, you know you have a bona fide superstar, right? In Bradley Beal, who's now played two full seasons without getting
injured,
right?
I wouldn't use the term superstar.
Okay.
I would say
a bona fide star.
Okay, fine. We got to lower that a little
you
bit.
You hope that you get something at some point in the back end of year one, more likely year two. At some point, you hope that you get something out of John Wall for all the money that he's going to cost you on your payroll, right? But moving beyond that, because nobody can really control that, that is somewhat prohibitive, I would think, to a new general manager coming in and saying, I want this job. But the downside to that is if you can get anything out of John Wall when you give him a full year plus to truly recover, rehab, and get his game back, maybe you can get a useful 14 points and 6 assists type of guy eventually out of John Wall. Might not be in year one, might be in year two. You know what you have in Bradley Beal, right? And you have plenty of roster flexibility now that you got rid of Otto Porter, correct? Even though you have some restricted free agents, some of the guys we just mentioned, some of the guys we talked about, Bobby Portis, Thomas Bryant, Satoransky, and what, Jabari is an unrestricted free agent?
He has a team option that's
okay.
Not.
So you have roster flexibility. You have roster flexibility, right? Is the way you're looking at it.
Sort of. John kind of destroys that, but yeah.
Okay. So if you're Tim Connelly and you say, he worked here when?
So here's the key to Tim Connelly. The reason he would come here is to have the power to do what he wants.
Right.
Right? In Denver, there's checks and balances.
Right.
And yeah, not necessarily the top dog and making the final decision.
Right.
Here, I think what he would like is to run the show. And that's why you hear other candidates for the job. Because if you're the Wizards, okay, maybe a little trepidation with that.
Right.
Because maybe you, like you said, Masai Ujiri, who's in Toronto now. All right, if Kawhi Leonard leaves Toronto to go to, let's say, the Clippers.
That's a bad sign for Toronto because and not only does it hurt them, but it further proves that it's really hard to get free agents to get there and stay there.
If Kawhi Leonard leaves.
Right.
I think that franchise.
All right, let me ask you this about Connelly. I mean, obviously this makes sense. I mean, he wasn't here under Ted's ownership, but he knows the franchise. He knows the areas from Baltimore. He went to Catholic University.
People say
or whatever.
That he wants to be here.
Right. I mean, well, I would think, right? He again grew up in the shadows of Washington D.C. and he worked in the Wizards organization. So he wants to be a GM. This is the best spot. And he gets to go home. Of course he wants to be here, I think, right?
Yeah.
And he's built. Now, is it just him building it in Denver? No, right? He's part of the process, but it's not just him.
And I think when you look at the Nuggets and the Blazers game 7 on Sunday, if the Nuggets win that series, I think if you're the Wizards, you might have to move on. Because now you get to the draft lottery.
Right. Because
you start evaluating
right.
talent. They're still
right.
playing. Maybe time to move on. It's time for us to move on.
Yes, it is.
When we come
we
back.
We got to get to LeBron, right? And the Lakers or no?
Bronto. Yeah, we can talk about the
okay.
Lakers.
And I also want to get into, some other things. Like where is Kyrie Irving going to wind up? I'm fascinated by that.
Are you also fascinated by Taylor Ham?
No.
What about beef brisket?
God, Chief of DC just killed it. I just texted him to thank him.
Tell Chief that every time I'm here.
For leaving the sandwich that I can't really have a whole lot of.
I'll be back here Monday.
Back here on Monday. I won't be, but Miles will be.
You're listening to Overtime with the CNC Sports Factory.
I guess she just has access to it, right? Or whatever?
Well, you know, she also sees the, what do they call them? The Thottaraj? you know, following him around, try to get his attention.
What do they call it? Instead of an entourage, they call it a...
Thotterage.
A thotterage? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that term. It's like I've never heard of Taylor Ham.
Oh, my...
Pork roll. Taylor pork roll. Whatever.
It's Taylor Ham!
It's Taylor pork roll.
Okay.
It says Taylor and pork roll on
so,
it.
So, Rooster.
Yes.
I think it's okay. Steph Curry struggling in the playoffs for his wife to say, hey, I want some of that attention, too, from suitors. It's kind of weird.
She's fashioned herself a little bit, though, as a modern-day woman's, like...
what?
Like, family woman, but yet a relevant social media type star, right?
Did you just call her an influencer?
Probably.
That's the name for them.
Probably. So, I mean, she has not sat quietly and said, I'm going to let him get all the shine. She's tried to capitalize on some of his meteoric fame, too. And I guess, who could blame her, right?
You're good with this. You're good with her saying, I want men trying to talk to me.
Well, I don't know if she's necessarily saying men.
What do you mean? You think she's saying women?
No. I'm just saying she wants more
attention.
She wants more attention and notoriety, but she wouldn't necessarily be saying, I want men to hit me up via DM.
That's what she said.
When I'm married. I mean,
that's exactly what she said.
It's not exactly what she said.
Then what do you have there?
What was the direct quote? She's saying,
I want guys sliding my DMs.
Well, she didn't say that.
Then what did she say, Rooster?
I mean, she basically said she wants more attention.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. She wants more business opportunities.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
I think that's what she's saying.
I think business, wink.
I think that's what she's saying.
Wink.
Why would she be? All right.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get you to answer.
Right, but
why is Aisha Curry
right
out there saying she wants men to try to flirt with her?
I mean, she's a beautiful looking woman, right? Right? She's a beautiful looking woman, I think.
Okay.
I think she is. Yeah. What's wrong with her?
Nothing.
Okay. So.
Kind of looks like a Muppet, but.
I think I'm being nice. You're being mean. You called her a Muppet?
You asked.
Oh, that's not nice. Was she basically, I mean, this was like kind of a, from what I understand, it was like part of another show, right? And she is kind of like trying to stand up for women, right? In sort of a way, and saying, yes, she wants more attention, but more like, you know, she sees that, you know, women pay attention to Steph Curry because he's cute and he's great at what he does and whatever, but like just because he's famous and just because he can shoot from 30 feet out doesn't mean that she's not beautiful, doesn't mean she's not attractive, doesn't mean she's not relevant, doesn't mean she's not important, right? I mean, can you say what she said without meaning it like, come here, boys, come and get me? I mean, she's a married woman, right? Unless they're divorced, unless they're having
they're
marital
divorced.
Problems.
Nope.
Okay.
Why would she
say that?
Her TV show and her shine is based off of his greatness.
But... Yes, but why would she say that is what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
We have a special guest on the phone.
Okay.
That Jim Jester just told me about. It's my co-host from last night who treats me a lot nicer than you do, Miles. I got to say, a lot nicer.
Is it Hollywood?
No, it's not. Oh, Hollywood Aaron Hawksworth.
Hey, Hawk.
What's up, Hawk? Gentlemen?
How are you?
I'm calling in because I'm driving home from this Boys and Girls Club fundraiser. LeVar Arrington and Santana Moss and Craig Hoffman were there. And it was a great event.
Wow, some big hitters
so
there.
I have to die because it's raining right now. But I'm hearing this Aisha Curry thing. And I read the story. And as a woman, I don't think she was talking about business opportunities. She said her husband gets way more attention from women, and she doesn't get that kind of attention from men, and she feels very insecure about it.
Yeah, what? He's a famous basketball player.
Right. But why would she, I guess here's my point, Hawk. Why would she say that? Yeah, would she say that if she's happy with Steph Curry, unless she's not happy with Steph Curry and she wanted to send a message?
I agree. I low-key wonder if he, like, kind of flirted with another woman, or maybe she's sniffing and everything. Maybe he cheated, and she's like, listen, let me just dangle this out here and show you what life could be like for you.
Right.
Because why would she do that?
And it's the worst timing because now, as I said to you, Rooster, check out this picture. People are posting pictures of James Harden with your, I see a smile on your face, with Ayesha Curry in a wedding dress. And it says, check
you know
your
what? DM. Remember when the Warriors were playing the Cavs and she was accusing the officials of cheating and saying all this stuff? I mean, she kind of, I gotta say, she kind of needs to take a back seat sometimes.
Well, she is outspoken. There's no doubt about it. Nope. She's not like a flower on the wall, because not only you brought up that, but now Steph Curry was like, okay, I still love you. Keep being you. So, I mean, I don't know if he's just saying that to be nice or to quiet the controversy. I don't know what his intentions are. But the bottom line is he probably did not need this nest stirred up. But what I'm saying is she inviting DM? Is she inviting guys to DM her weird sexual type stuff?
She's not an idiot. So absolutely, yes.
Why would she do that, though? I guess is my question. Like, if she's happily married, then she must not be married. Happily married.
During the NBA playoffs, like, you could have kept this conversation in your home,
yes,
and you could have been like, yo, Ayesha, I got you after the playoffs. We'll go on a nice little vacation. It did not need to be aired out all over, you know, publicly like this. And now dudes are probably all trying to get at her. I sent you that funny ABC song, right?
Yeah, Ayesha. Another bad creation. You're the girl I never had. Yeah.
It just didn't make sense to me. I know you wanted to talk about this last night. We never got to it. It just didn't make sense to me why she would be like, hey, boys, DM me. You know, send me pictures of your magic wand. I wasn't going to say anything bad.
You said what?
Magic wand.
That's not handling his business, apparently.
Exactly.
Whoa. On that note, we have to take
we
a
gotta get
break.
Out of here, Hawks, before we get in any more trouble.
Handling his business.
So, Hawk,
bye, guys.
Bye, Aaron. Aaron will be on at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Yes, correct. Up until the Nationals game.
Yes, I will.
All right, I'll be on
love
1 to 5.
Both of you.
And I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. That's the great Aaron Hawksworth with us, calling us on the way from this charity event. I'm sorry, Like, I don't see why she would be out there parading, say, like, boys, DM me. Come on, send me whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean, whatever picks? I see what you're saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what she's saying.
That's not what she's saying.
That's what is she?
She took, we had
well, what
one
is she
level.
Saying?
You
guys,
escalated
send
that.
Send me nice notes?
Maybe. You know what? I got to tell you something, though. We got Hawk. We got Roostar. I want an animal name. I need my mascot name. By the time we come back,
we'll
I want my mascot
we'll try
name,
and figure
Roostar.
It out for you. It's 9 o'clock on the Fan.
Welcome back to Overtime. Chris Miles and Chris Russell here with you. And before we left, I asked Roostar to come up with the spirit animal name for me. Because he's got one. I just said it, Roostar. The Hawk called in. Hers is really easy. I mean, her name's Aaron Hawksworth. We just call her the Hawk. There's Hollywood, Nick Ashew. And I'm like, man, Rooster, what's up? You know what this man did? He left the room, acting as if he was sick, after I gave you my beef brisket. Unbelievable.
You did. You were very kind to, first of all, Chief of D.C. brought in beef brisket sandwiches for the crew. And you were kind enough to share half of it. I wasn't allowed to eat a lot of it, but I do appreciate
And why is that, Rooster?
The sentiment. Well, because I'm doing the whole EMP 180
because
thing and I can't
Rooster
have bread.
And you eat birdseed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get healthy. I'm trying to look like you, Miles.
That was uncomfortable, but you're doing a great job of getting healthy,
buddy. I'm just trying to compliment you for being, you know, better looking than me. That's all.
That is subjective, buddy.
I don't know how many people would disagree with that.
I think bald Rooster is the one we're going to all get to see.
I don't think I should be bald. Again, you keep bringing up how I'm going to be bald. I'm not going to be bald because
Redskins are going to lose.
I have full faith in Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum.
Did you say
Colt
you
McCoy,
have full? Who's he throwing
Jay
the ball
Gruden,
to?
Bruce
who's he
Allen,
the ball to?
Paul Richardson.
What?
Jordan Reed.
What?
Darius Geis, Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, Vernon Davis, if he's still around, which he shouldn't be.
None of those guys you named will play more than 12 games.
Well, we don't know that for
actually,
sure.
Actually, history
we?
Tells us.
I mean, recent history tells us.
It's football. That would be history.
I mean, listen, look, I know I'm sticking myself out a little bit on a limb, but every year is different, right?
It's
like,
I don't
subscribe to the you are what you are, you are what the back of your baseball card says you are, meaning. Like, just because, like, for instance, Ryan Zimmerman has been hurt a lot over the last 5 years, right? But every year, everybody expects him to get hurt, and most years they're right. But 1 year, 3 years ago, he had a great year, and he stayed healthy. You know?
He's healthy.
No, I'm just saying, you don't know if Paul Richardson, Jordan Reed, and Darius Geis are going to catch lightning in a bottle. You don't know this.
You mean to tell me you think that all three of those guys are going to play more than 12 games? Each. Not total rooster.
I'll go.
You want to make a bet?
Yeah, I'll go.
I bet
well,
you.
I don't want to make any more bets because I've already overextended myself.
I bet you 50 Taylor Hams. 50.
No, because I don't have that kind of money to buy 50 Taylor Hams.
You can.
How about one?
They're like $2.
They're not $2. They're expensive, aren't
they? They're not. Very, very, very affordable.
Hey, 50 is a lot, brother.
Well, then, all right, let's come up with something. What's a good middle ground?
So what you're... why does everybody always want to make a bet with me?
Because you're such a sucker. You still didn't come up with a spirit animal name for me, so I got to...
I know, but what do you want me to come up with? I mean, you know, you got the hawk, you got the rooster.
Rooster.
The rooster, the rooster. I mean, like, what do you want me to call you? The Birdman? I don't know. What do you want me to call you?
There's a rapper by that name.
Okay.
Producer.
There is?
Yep.
Really? Is he popular?
Lil Wayne's dad.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he popular?
He was in like 1998.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe 2000.
I know there was like Chris Anderson was the Birdman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like the big
tons
tatted guy, right? Tons of tattoos. Is he still in the league? No.
No. Rooster.
I don't know these things.
Is Mario Lemieux?
Oh, come on. You can't compare Chris Anderson, the Birdman, to Mario Lemieux. Mario
if you
Lemieux
asked me if
is one
still
of the five
the league,
greatest players in
you said
of
if
all
he,
time.
What about Jaromir Jagr? Is he still in the league?
He's like still playing in the KHL, yes. And didn't Jagr come back this year? I want to say like to the...
There's no way.
I want to say he came back for like a little bit of time.
How
or something
old is he, 49?
Like he's like 46 or something like that. I mean, he shouldn't be, but I think maybe he was rumored to come back. I can't remember what happened there. I can't remember. But anyway.
All right, I got a question for you.
All right, what do you want your
who
name?
Who is better, Jaromir Jagr or Mark Messier?
Ooh. Well, for me, I'm a Messier guy.
Good answer.
And that's because he's a better two-way player.
Alex Ovechkin or Mario Lemieux?
I'd have to go with Lemieux.
Look at this. I'm stumping you.
You're not stumping me.
Who's your boy?
I'm just trying to think. What nickname do you want? What if you
that's
could
not
pick,
how this works.
If you could pick, Jester, do you have any suggestions? Like, the dude wants
people don't
an
come
animal
up with their,
nickname.
I said spirit animal because everyone
spirit
else
animal,
has one
whatever,
around here.
Whatever a spirit animal is.
No, you have to do it.
I don't have a good suggestion, but you can't give yourself a nickname.
Exactly. Like Kobe did that, the Black Mamba. He watched Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, was like, I'm the Black Mamba. I'm like, actually?
Yeah, I didn't know where that came from because I didn't watch those movies. I don't waste
you
my time.
What?
No, I didn't.
What? You didn't? You don't waste your time on what? What were you going to say?
On Kill Bill 1 and 2 or whatever it is. No interest.
Do you like Quentin Tarantino? What movies you watch, Rooster?
I watch My Cousin Vinny, A Few Good Men, Goodfellas.
A Buick Skylark.
How's the Chinese food here?
A Buick Skylark.
I heard it's terrible.
But at least
Slapshot, Youngblood.
So you're stuck in like 1987.
Cadence, yeah.
Have you watched anything after 1990?
Yeah, I've watched a couple.
All of those movies are from the 80s.
A lot of movies are terrible.
You're going to tell me.
I fall asleep. They're so boring.
So you've never watched Kill Bill Volume 1 or 2? You've never seen a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Maybe I have. I wouldn't know.
What about Reservoir Dogs?
I wouldn't know. I'm sure somebody forced me to watch
Pulp
that.
Pulp Fiction.
Again,
American classics.
I know, I probably fell asleep during it. I can't stay awake during movies. They bore me.
Have you seen Godfather 1 and 2?
Yes.
Why would you say that?
I've not seen Godfather 3.
So defiantly, but you've not seen.
I didn't see Godfather 1 and 2 until I was like 20-something years old, like 20, maybe 21, 22, somewhere in that range. Somebody forced me to watch it.
What's Rooster's top five movies all time?
Ooh. Well, Goodfellas, number one.
That's silly. Go ahead.
What do you mean that's silly?
Goodfellas is not the best movie all time. But go ahead.
It's a great flick.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Karen, are you crazy, Karen? It's like Fire Marshal Bill.
See, but you didn't.
I don't shine shoes no more, Rooster.
But you didn't appreciate my Arthur Kill impression.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
What?
And here you are talking exactly like that. All right. Goodfellas number one. You're gonna probably crap all over this. I love A Few Good Men. I think it's
Good Men's the second best movie of all time.
Yeah. In the Rooster's
And you've
opinion.
Never seen Pulp Fiction.
I probably have. I don't remember
you think
anything
A Few
about
Good
it.
Men is better than Godfather 2.
Yes.
How in the alternate universe? Wait. Have you seen the Marvel movies?
No.
You've not seen one of the 23 Marvel movies?
None of them.
Iron Man?
Nope.
Infinity War?
Nope.
Incredible Hulk?
Nope.
Winter Soldier?
Nope.
I'm offended. You've never seen Black Panther. How
is that what you want your nickname to be? I don't know.
That would be kind of weird.
Okay.
Wait. You mean to say we're doing this show together?
Yeah.
And you don't know what Wakanda is?
I have no idea what you're talking about. No clue. Listen, here's the thing. I'm too busy watching the Nationals. I'm too busy watching...
Black Panther came out in February.
Yeah. I'm too busy watching, at that point, the Capitals. Or trying to study...
They don't play every night.
They play most nights. And when I'm not watching them, I'm watching the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning or whoever.
Well, look how far that got you, Tampa Bay.
Right, it didn't get me very far.
You didn't even say Columbus Blue Jackets.
Like, all right, I just don't like movies. By and large, I don't like movies. I think movies...
This is fascinating.
To me, like...
They're like water,
I have 800 channels at home. I will watch the Food Network and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives over and over and over and over
Rooster,
and over again before I watch
you,
a movie.
We're trying to get you off of this, and you're like, all I do is watch Food Network?
Yeah.
What?
I'm like Aisha Curry.
Oh, man. What do you mean by that?
Well, she's on the Food Network.
What?
She is, isn't she? That's what the story says. I don't know.
You've seen Aisha Curry on the Food Network?
I've seen her. I don't know where she is, but that's what the story says.
I'm not watching the Food Network to know. You know?
It says Aisha Curry went on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, a Facebook watch series, and voiced her insecurity about
the
women who
know. Say that again.
In particular, the mother of three and Food Network host was ridiculed for saying men don't show interest in her. So they're saying she's a Food Network host. I'm not aware that she's a Food Network host. Maybe I just didn't realize who she was. I don't know.
This is fascinating. You know what's most fascinating about this?
Is that I'm
not
a dummy?
Seen a single. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No. I have never watched a single second of Game of Thrones and won't.
How do you get by in life?
I get by just fine.
Water's
evil.
I work
all the time and I watch hockey and I watch baseball and I watch football. I'm fine.
Water is evil. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
Evil. I forgot.
You've never seen a Marvel movie.
A Marvel movie.
The only movie stopped in 1989 right. For you.
No, I mean, I've seen a couple of movies.
A League of Their Own is past your time, huh?
I've seen a couple of movies in recent years, right? There was, a couple of weeks ago, I was kind of strong-armed into going to, like, some British Queen movie or something
what
like
the,
that.
What are you
talking about? Queen, not the Queen movie, but there was
How
like this British
strong-armed?
Queen, and it just sucked. It was awful. I was struggling to stay awake. What
that
was
one's
it?
Terrible.
What was it called?
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
with the Emma.
Yes,
and she like spanks her.
Oh, horrible.
That was a terrible movie.
Horrible.
Why would you go see that?
Because
you haven't seen Black Panther, but you go see that.
I wouldn't go see any of them. I don't like them. I don't like watching movies. Any of them. Any movies. I don't like watching movies. I'm sorry. I don't like watching movies.
You just said you went to the movie to see the Queen of
England.
Because
I had no choice. Miles, you know this. You're a guy. You have no choice sometimes.
Oh, you had a special date.
Yeah. I had no choice. I just had no choice. Let's just leave it at that. I had no choice.
Tell me more about your friend.
I just had no choice.
I
felt...
Does your friend complain about people not sliding into her DM?
You're an idiot. I'm just saying that I would rather watch anything. I'd rather watch anything on TV, a news show. I'd rather watch CNN or whatever. I'd rather watch a documentary. I'd rather watch...
Oh, yeah? So you watch
like
documentaries.
A&E or any of those shows over a movie. I'm sorry. I just don't like movies. What can I say? Like, I'm not, you know, like, you love movies. Dukes loves movies. Grant loves movies.
Keep going.
Congratulations. Fine.
Who else loves movies?
Have fun. They're a waste of my time.
This is ridiculous.
They are. I haven't seen a good movie in years. Years.
You haven't seen a movie since 1990.
I have seen movies since 1990. I'm saying all of my favorite movies are in that sweet spot, that general
age. You watch
age.
Documentaries. Have you seen Abducted in Plain Sight?
No.
We need to go to break. Because if you don't see the best documentaries, you don't see the best movies.
I don't also watch Netflix either.
We need to chill.
I mean, I just
we'll
don't.
We'll be back.
I'm busy watching live sports.
Stop it.
And the Food Network.
Welcome back. Chris Miles, Chris Russell here on Overtime. And you know what? The people, they're with me, Rooster. They agree. It's absurd, your lack of movie knowledge, your lack of documentary knowledge, your lack of love for Quentin Tarantino.
So I was just looking up stuff on Quentin Tarantino, right? Because I wouldn't know Quentin Tarantino if he, like, walked in the door here.
Yeah, you
I mean, I know the name. I had no idea what he looked like. I have no idea what movies he's produced and directed.
You live in
a
cave?
I have no idea what movies he's starred in. None. I hear... what's his name? Dukes talk about Tarantino Tuesday. I have no idea what that means. No clue. I guess he plays songs from the movies that he directed. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I know nothing about it. I have no
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
So, Reservoir Dogs, I think I've seen that, but I remember zero about it.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. I'm sure I've seen parts of it or maybe the whole thing. I don't remember anything about it at all.
Django.
Never have seen Django. Django Unchained? Is that what it is?
Can we get to the caller?
Yeah, I'm just trying to go through this. I've never seen Inglourious
Bastards,
they have to say. Death Proof, Kill Bill. I never watched. I'm just not doing it.
Literally, Kobe got his nickname.
Let's go to Spencer and Radford on the fan. I'm sure Spencer will be happy with me. What's up, Spence?
Hello. Yeah, I'm not happy. I think it's absurd.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. But I just think it's absurd that you can sit there and trash Quentin Tarantino like that.
Well, I'm not trashing him because I'm like evaluating him as a film director. I'm telling you, I have zero interest. I wouldn't know him if he hit me in the head. I mean, what do you want from
me? You've never seen Pulp Fiction.
No. Well, maybe if I have, I fell asleep during it
maybe
or I didn't pay attention. I have literally no file
on
it.
How do you fall asleep in Pulp Fiction?
I don't even know what it's about. I don't. If I saw it, I have literally no recollection
of it. Kill Bill.
I've never seen that.
You know Christopher Nolan is?
I would never watch anything named Kill Bill. Sorry.
How about Christopher Nolan?
I have no idea who that is.
You're being very judgmental, and you don't even know what's going on in these. They're works of art. It's
judgmental?
Great.
I mean, let me ask you this, Spence. Do you know who Tom Wilson is?
Everyone knows who Tom Wilson is.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who Brad Marchand is?
Duh. Come on, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, not everybody likes what everybody likes and what everybody considers is great.
Wait, how about this?
Wait, okay. I would say if you asked anyone on the street, I would guarantee about 9 out of 10 people know Quentin Tarantino and they would like him.
Okay, but I know the name. I don't know anything about him other than he's in movies and he directs movies. That's what I know about him. That's the limited knowledge that I have of him. Like, okay. He has not made an impact one in any sort of way in my life whatsoever. He does nothing for me. I'm entertained just fine. The limited free time that I have to be entertained, I'm entertained doing the things that I care about, the things that I like.
What, buying ground beef?
Well, I mean, from time to time, I like to get a good deal on a good pound of ground beef.
Chris, I was just taking a shot, but
it was actually a funny shot, Spence. I like that.
I know, it was
well placed.
I'm just saying, you should go and you should spend time. Go watch Pulp Fiction through. Uh-huh. Don't fall asleep. And there's plenty of other Quentin Tarantino movies and devote.
Right. I'm looking at the list. Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Yeah, the one coming out this summer with Brad Pitt and I forget the other guy. But you should watch that.
Leonardo DiCaprio. It's Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. I've seen Titanic. Yeah. That had Leonardo DiCaprio in it, right?
But that's not Quentin Tarantino.
I know. I'm just teasing. I was just looking for something to add to the conversation. I mean, listen, I'm sure I need to do a better job
Rooster,
here, right?
Do you know who Patrick Kane is?
Every movie that I've ever, every time I've ever gone to the movies, except for some comedies, I've walked away disappointed. I'm not a shoot 'em up, blow 'em up movie. I'm not a country western movie. I'm not a fight, guns, violence movie.
Do you know?
I'm just not that kind of guy.
Like good movies?
Huh?
Do you like good movies that keep you entertained the whole way through?
Well, like when you say good movie, what's the one? Die Hard. I didn't see Die Hard
you
until
went
like two
back
years,
to the
until like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
why do you always go back to the 80s?
I'm just trying to think of all the great movies that apparently
I've
missed. So
you got to go to 1987.
That my life is so empty and void without.
So all you know is Connor McDavid.
Take some time.
Leon Draisaitl.
Like, that's all you do, huh?
Please go and start off and just watch Pulp Fiction, and you'll like it. And then go and find all the other movies, and you'll like them too. And then catch up to the movie coming out this year, and you'll just love everything that comes
out. But what kind of movies are they? What am I going to like about them? If I don't like violence, if I don't like people that talk weird, and
you
I don't
watch hockey. How do you not like violence and people that talk weird? What do you even say?
I like the sport.
You literally just described your favorite sport.
His movies are very graphic, but they keep you entertained, and it's
well. How is that entertaining if I hate blood, gore, and violence?
No, it's shock and awe. Something happens.
Yeah, I don't need any shock and awe. I've had like everybody in my life drop dead around me. I don't need any more shock and awe.
Okay, we're not going there, Rooster.
I'm just saying, I got enough shock and awe in my life. I don't need any more on the movie screen. You know? Thank you, Spence.
Rooster.
Here's what I want to watch. I want to watch it. When I go
Abducted in Plain Sight.
When I go to the movies.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay. But if I watch a movie, I want to watch something light, funny, a little, maybe not a pure romantic comedy, but something cute, something funny, something that is different than my life.
So like Made in Manhattan.
I don't want blood, gore, violence, dark.
So there's blood, gore, dark violence in your life all the time?
Guys talking like this. And, you know, like.
What was that?
I don't know. I mean, every movie that everybody loves, people talk, and they talk real low like this. And you can't
what
understand
are you
a word
talking
that they're
about?
You can't understand a word
that's
that they're saying.
That's because you're watching movies from the 80s. You know where you belong? You belong in Bane Prison. That's where we're going to put you. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No,
because you have no idea cultural reference, right? But Bane Prison is where you're going.
Well, I'll figure out where Bane Prison is and what Bane Prison is. That's great. I would just say this. My life, you know, when you enjoy sports, when you watch as much sports as I do, and
but you only seem to watch Patrick Kane?
No, I watch a lot of baseball, watch a lot of football, watch some NBA.
Oh, just leaving that
some
out.
Some NBA, wrestling, WWE.
Are you kidding me? You just said you don't like violence and people that talk weird.
Right, exactly.
And you said you watch WWE.
I like WWE. It's fine quality family entertainment.
I still don't have my spirit animal name from you.
I can't come up with one.
You know why? Because you're selfish.
How am I selfish? It's not like I promised you this. You strong-armed me.
You know what? Yes. You know why? Because I came up with a cool name for you. And we have Hawk. Everyone else has a cool name. You got Dukes. Everyone has a cool name.
Yours is just Miles.
What kind of garbage is that?
I mean, he came up with CNC, what, Sports Factory? Or what
he
was
said
it?
CNC Music Factory. I said Sports Factory.
Oh, okay. That's what you said.
That's still a group thing.
All right. We got to say goodbye.
You know what? Good. And next time, I'm not sharing my brisket with you. And I'm not bringing you Taylor Ham.
Wow. You didn't bring in the Taylor Ham, and you were nice enough to share half of your brisket sandwich.
Go get a pork roll.
I'll try and find one. If I could ever find one in the stores, the normal stores that I shop at, unlike you weirdos. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Jester. Thanks to Alex Lowe's. Nationals baseball coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.